It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good evening. It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have broken clouds, 34 degrees. KSL's top story. Another windstorm is blowing into Utah overnight, starting at about 2 a.m. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz reports gusts as much as 70 miles an hour are expected.
The National Weather Service says the winds will pick up around 2 a.m., getting the strongest during the drive tomorrow morning. Strongest gusts will be in Davis County, but impacting areas from Ogden to North Salt Lake. They're not ruling out tree damage or power outages, but say this storm won't be the windstorm we saw in early September.
They say it's a good idea to bring in anything loose like trampolines, trash cans, Christmas decorations before you head off to bed tonight. Today's the first day Utahns over the age of 70 could get the COVID vaccine. Salt Lake County officials say the vaccine rollout there went better than expected. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Some seniors were convinced by their children to get the vaccine.
She's 90 and it's not a good outcome at that age.
Others tell KSL they just don't want to be afraid to go out anymore.
I just want to be free of the worry.
But they said the process went a lot smoother than they expected. Salt Lake County Health Department officials say it took an average of 6 minutes for people to get through the line to get their shot. County Mayor Jenny Wilson says they want to send a clear message to the federal government that they can handle more vaccinations.
We could have done, I think, quadruple the amount today.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The Davis County Health Department will begin administering the COVID vaccine to residents 70 years old and above starting tomorrow. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik says this comes following some early issues with getting people signed up.
The department opened registration for residents 70 years old and above on Friday. According to officials, 3,048 people were initially able to register, although many others were unable to get an appointment. Later, due to some accidental double booking that was discovered, more slots were made available.
Health officials say some people who were first denied an appointment were later sent a follow-up message offering to schedule an appointment if still interested. There's an active silver alert in Utah County. They're looking for a missing 89-year-old man. Howard Lee Edwards was last seen at the courtyard at Jamestown, 3352 North and 100 East in Provo, 11 this morning. He's described as 5'7", 144 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes, wearing a yellow jacket with tan pants. The alert says Edwards has dementia and needs to take medication for cancer. Anyone with information can call the Provo Police Department. KSL News Time 6:03. KSL's top national stories. The latest now on the arrest of Alexei Navalny, the Russian opposition leader poisoned with a nerve gas agent last summer. ABC's Patrick Rievel reports.
Russian authorities have extended Alexei Navalny's detention despite a growing international outcry. The opposition leader was detained at the airport almost as soon as he landed in Moscow on Sunday, as he returned for the first time since he was poisoned with a nerve agent. On Monday, he was brought to a court hearing hurriedly organized inside a police station. A judge there ordered he be held for at least 30 days until a parole hearing that could see him jailed for years. European countries and Joe Biden's incoming administration have demanded Navalny be released. Patrick Rievel, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
The travel ban on visitors from Europe, the UK, and Brazil will be lifted. President Trump put the ban on those countries as an initial response to the virus last spring. The restrictions will end January 26th, on the day when new COVID-19 test requirements become effective. Those requirements make all people who fly into the U.S. test negative for the virus or prove they've already had COVID. KSL News Time 6:04. COVID concerns this year have curbed many of the normal celebrations held to mark Martin Luther King Day in Utah. Normally, the NAACP holds a luncheon to honor people in the community. That's being replaced by a broadcast tonight. The NAACP's Janetta Williams tells KSL she hopes the events of the last year have prompted more talk and action about race.
We are talking with law enforcement, and we've made progress, and we're working with legislators to try to get some legislation when the session starts up.
Williams says she also hopes more people are having those discussions in their homes. Trying to reduce traffic in Little Cottonwood Canyon has UDOT looking at several options. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly says our new governor is weighing in.
The top three proposals to limit traffic in the canyon is a train, enhanced bus service, and a gondola. And Governor Spencer Cox is thinking big. Switzerland and Austria big, to be exact. He says his budget includes $50 million to help with transportation issues in the canyon, and he likes the gondola idea. But that doesn't mean it's a done deal. The proposed gondola project would include cables that are five times longer than Snowbird's trams and seat 30 people. Environmental impacts and costs are still under debate for all three options. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 6:05. Ricky Meese is here. So traffic in the canyons was something else today.
Oh, it's been nasty. And Jeff, right now I am literally seeing the snowplows come through along I-80 near the quarry. They're three or four wide. And the traffic that's right behind them, they are staying close. They're trying to get through the canyon. We still have emergency traffic both directions, I-80 and Parley's in the lower half. And we also have other traffic issues. One is a crash downtown at 5th South and 4th East. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
In honor of Martin Luther King Day, coming up, a look at one of the greatest speeches in American history. My Minute of News is on the way next. Stay with us at KSL News Radio. It's 6:06 Monday evening.
Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.